Welcome to Faith Family and the Force. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Annabeth. Faith Family and the Force is a podcast about just that. Our faith, our family, and our experiences as Oliver is in the Air Force.
And on today's episode, we talk about baby planning in the military. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is sponsored by Emmy's Coop. This small business has beautiful clay earrings that I love, but right now I have my eye on the hair accessories. I can't wait to snag some claw clips and barrettes. It's every 90 kid's dream.
And she has a new website. Visit emmyscoop.com or follow the link in the show notes and use the code FAITH15, that's all capital letters, FAITH15 for 15% off. What's going on, guys? So it feels like it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
A minute. However long that is. So we're here. Excited. Kind of. What are we talking about today?
So I don't have a good title. I'm going to have to think of something. But talking about trying to have a baby, planning for a family, while dealing with military life, especially deployments, trainings, PCSing, all those things make it a little bit more difficult sometimes when you're trying to have a baby.
Right. And so this is one of the more common questions that you get, is this this general theme, right?
Yeah. And I asked people on our Instagram, what questions do you have? And the main question is just is it better to have a newborn and your husband be deployed or a toddler? Or is it better for your husband to miss your pregnancy but get back for the birth and be there for the first year? Or is it better for your husband to be there for the pregnancy and the birth but then leave right after? And just kind of the timing of everything.
Right. Yeah. So hopefully you guys, after hearing just that topic and theme, realize that there probably isn't a correct answer for any of this. The answer is in the question itself. It's complicated and it depends.
For sure. So we'll just kind of talk about our experiences so far. Obviously we don't have a ton of kids, so we don't have a ton of experience with dealing with this.
Right.
Also, for example, most people that we knew in pilot training didn't have kids while in pilot training. We had a few friends that we knew that had babies while they were there. But I feel like that's one thing people are don't have kids during pilot training. It's too hard. It's not a good time. And I'm sure people say that about other tech schools, training,
formal trainings,
things like that. And it's all doable.
So I feel
everybody makes it work. The only thing with that, I would say, I assume it's harder to take leave.
Yeah. So, ooh, big coughs here, guys. I got some sinuses going on, so that's why we sound all congested and stuffy. But kind of the pilot training or any of your formal training stuff, your leave and your paternity leave and things like that are normally very minimal. So, you're talking about hey, I need to go to a funeral or a really important wedding or something. That's kind of all the leave you're going to get during that.
And most people aren't going to miss the birth of their child, but you also probably will not be able to take paternity leave while doing any sort of training.
Yeah, especially if you're mid syllabus or somewhere in the middle. If you're weird timing and catch it in the beginning or the end, I'm sure they can always work stuff out, but it's not ideal for those situations. So
that's our caveat,
right? Yeah. There's always situations and stuff. But so I was very fortunate. So if you listen to one of our most recent episodes about seeking wisdom, this was one of the things I asked around to a lot of people with who had kids and who didn't have kids, different walks of life when I was in pilot training. And I would ask them, I'd say like, hey, like I want to have a family. Like, when would you recommend having kids? And every single person told me a different answer.
Of course.
And so to me, that was like the signal is like, okay, there is no perfect time to plan to have kids in your military career, whether you want to do that earlier during training or later or in the middle. But they all told me, they were like, I've always had a commander or people around me who supported it and would try to make sure I was at least there for the birth if I missed some of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Or like all those things. They like always helped you like get to that point so you were around.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't think anybody regrets having kids. Like, I mean, probably there's somebody out there, but like most people are like, maybe the timing wasn't great, but like,
right.
I love my kid, you know, it's yeah. worth it.
Our experience having Jude is Annabeth got pregnant towards the end of my pilot training.
Like the very
end. The very, very end. Yeah. So it was.
Which that's what we were trying for. We,
right.
Because we went into pilot training, like one, we had just gotten married. So we were kind of not ready to have kids just yet anyway. And I was working and all of that. And so we were like, okay, we'll probably try towards the very end. And we started trying and got pregnant really quickly with Jude. And so the timing, honestly, with that one was like pretty
easy. Pretty good.
Like, yeah, like yeah. If we had to like pick a perfect timing, as not perfect, but like as perfect as close as we could get it, it like worked out very well.
Yeah. Cause like it was at the end of pilot training. And then we had a move in there when Annabeth was pregnant. So that can be stressful and stuff. So keep that in mind. And then we got settled down here in Florida. And I was going through my schoolhouse and all the stuff I had to do. And then about towards the end of that, middle to the end, is when we had Jude. And then it was pretty quick. I was already out the door on a deployment and TDYs.
TDYs, yes. Yeah. But your deployment wasn't that quick. That's true. He was 7 months old when you left.
Yeah.
So, yeah. To answer specifically the question, like, I personally think a deployment would be easier with a newborn than a toddler.
Oh, wow.
But only if you have one kid. Multiple, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that it gets more complicated with more kids. So, it kind of goes into the next question.
Well, this is one thing I wanted to ask you too. Okay. This is a question I've seen a lot. People getting like orders to move.
Right.
When they're due like the next month or the month before, or like right at the same time. Can you get your orders changed to earlier or later if you are due like at the same time?
Yeah, so first off, let me caveat this. If you have orders, congratulations, that's good, because sometimes like you can't really do anything. It's like a magical, it's your golden ticket out of whatever place you are into a new place. And that process can be really tough to do sometimes, just to get orders, because it goes into the whole bureaucratic Air Force Personnel Center. Yeah. So congratulations. And now that they spent all that time and effort getting you those orders, now you're going to have to ask to change the date on them, whether to bump it up or Rolex it or, you know, push it back. excuse me, guys. It is totally, totally doable to get your report no later than date, so RNLTD, shifted.
Okay.
Right? Now, that does take some conversation to be had and things like that between your gaining commander and your losing commander type thing. But most people are pretty reasonable about it. So, and what it could be the case is like, hey, we just need you to come report in this date. And then
you can go back.
Make it work. Like
take some leave.
Take your baby leave or whatever. So they can work it out. But yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a paperwork nightmare. And realistically, like the spouse at home who's not, you know, the military member himself or herself should be like pretty involved in that. Like, I would never put that onus, that burden on that on you, because right. one, you can't do anything about it.
Right.
So.
And that's one of the things that I think you might have to really just take the initiative and like call until yeah. you talk to the right person, until you get the right paperwork. Like, it's just one of those things that you have to like do yourself and just keep pushing for until you
right.
can get it done.
And so one of my
get the answer that you need.
Right. One of my colleagues at work, and he and I talk all the time. No one's going to watch out for your career and keep up with your own stuff better than you. And that's like one of those situations, like, yeah, you're going to have commanders and people vouching for you, but at the same time, like, they're busy. Everybody's busy. So if it's important to you, make it important and stay at it. And
yeah.
don't necessarily take no for an answer until
right.
you have to take no for an answer.
Yeah. Okay. And then specifically your point of view, would you rather be at home, like, for my pregnancy and the birth and then have to leave shortly after? Or would you rather get home right before birth and be there for like the first year of life?
Oh man. I missed most of the pregnancy. I was able to go to a couple of the big appointments and stuff. I really enjoyed that. But I was TDY and just in training a bunch. So I feel like I missed a lot of Jude's pregnancy. Well, your pregnancy with Jude. And then I was home for the first 6 months. And then I was out the door. And then, so I missed like some fun steps of him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I definitely would rather be home for the birth. I think I would miss majority of the pregnancy to be home for the birth.
And that first year, being home like the first 6 months or 6 to 12 months or whatever, it's like, I think so cool. Cause you get to see all the things, like they grow and learn so much right. in the first year of life. Like, it sucks if you miss that. So, but, like, I'd rather you just miss the pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, it sucks. Either way, it's going to suck. Like, there's no sugarcoating
but,
it
like,
at all.
But, like, to see your baby, like, grow, like, it's just really cool. It's a really cool thing. So, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Some people have really tough pregnancies that they don't want to do alone.
For like, sure.
So, I get that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be hard for you to have a kid or anyone, and then like a week later or even shorter than that, be like, I'm going halfway across the world for X number of months. I'll see you when I see you, type thing like that. That's tough, and that's something to keep in mind as you're going about your career and deployments and TDYs or your friends and colleagues who. Or in those kind of situations, to be sensitive and understanding of them, like, hey, this dude just left a brand new baby at home and his wife,
right?
You know, and like, that's like, you got to be understanding that that's where their head and their headspace and they're thinking about a lot.
For sure. And so when we had Jude, paternity leave was still 21 days.
21 days, yeah, 3 weeks.
But I think that the rule still applied. You could take that any time for a year up to their first birthday.
Correct.
So it's just kind of dependent on what's going on. Like, Oliver just went ahead and took it right away.
Right.
But we knew a lot of people that just took like a couple normal leave days and saved their paternity leave for like at Thanksgiving time if it was like coming up, or like
right.
use it later in the summer, or like, you know, just kind of depends on what's going on really.
Yeah. And so I encourage you guys as listeners to go and look at the new policy that the Department of Defense.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about it a little bit because
right.
the big thing that has changed, well, one, it's a lot longer.
It's a lot longer.
But two, with the old paternity leave, you had to take it consecutively.
Correct.
So you had to take all 21 days at the same time, like it 21 days in a row.
Yeah.
But now with this one, you can take 2 weeks here, a week there, 3 weeks there,
right,
for that first year of life.
So the new one is right at what, 3 months?
I think so.
Yeah, give or take 3 months. I'm pretty sure it is 3 months. And like Annabeth said, you don't have to take it all at once. And I think that's a good thing. Right. There's some benefit to taking 3 months in a row of paid paternity leave to hang out and help out and do all that stuff. That's awesome. Yeah. But
I don't know. I haven't heard of anyone taking the full 3 months in a row, though.
I know one person who did.
Yeah.
And like they're pilots, so they understood the fact that they were going to go non-current, right?
Right.
They're not going to be able to fly.
Is it super difficult to get current again?
No, you just have to fly with an instructor, and then
yeah, that's what I was thinking. But just dependent on your job and if you have trainings, TDYs, deployments, like it is really difficult for right. anyone to take 3 months in a row off, I think.
Yeah. So I like with this next baby that we're having, I'm probably going to have to split mine up because my current duty and job position, like it's impossible for me to take 3 months off in a row.
Yeah.
Like that would just be like detrimental to the shop I'm in. And so I've already talked with my boss and they're all like, yeah, why don't you do 2 weeks here, week here, 2 weeks here, and like very like helpful. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. So you can stretch out that 3 months to quite literally a week, a month for a while.
We know like when Jude would start school again in August. So like that week that he's starting school, I'm like, I know I need Oliver to take that week off to help me because we'll also have a new baby. And then like, oh, I can schedule doctor's appointments during this week. So can you take this week off? Kind of like planning it, or even like, hey, this is a holiday coming up. Family's coming in town.
Right.
Or maybe towards the end when the baby's a little bit older, closer to 3 months, like maybe we'll take a week and like go on a little trip or to see family or whatever. So kind of planning it out like that, I think
yeah.
will be super helpful.
Yeah. And it keeps me doing a little bit of job stuff while and flying and all that. And yeah. So it's not completely like I'm just gone.
Yeah. So moving on, talking about, cause like I said, with Jude, we got pregnant very quickly. Then we, with this baby, did not.
Yeah.
And so that's just kind of, that's a thing. Like you might like, oh, let's start trying to have a baby. And you try and try and try and try. And then you're like, well, my husband's getting deployed now or going to this training for 3 months or like whatever. And you're like, guess we aren't trying now. Or like, for example, if people are deployed to Africa, I don't know if they do it any other places, like have to take malaria or other medicines.
Sure, like in the Pacific and Africa, South America sometimes.
So if you're taking like malaria medicine or others, I'm sure.
Sure.
They tell you like don't have a baby for 3 months. Try to have a baby for like 3 months after malaria.
Yeah.
Medicine because it's makes your baby super deformed or something. I don't even know exactly.
Yeah, there's obviously health implications, and neither Annabeth or doctors or anything about that. Just but
ask like, your pharmacist or something.
If you're taking meds for like malaria and like Zika virus, and that stuff is real, right? And so they tell you, they're like, hey, don't try to procreate until you're off this meds for X number of days. So like you're thinking like, oh geez, my husband was just gone for 5 or 6 months or however long, and now I gotta wait another 3 months or 4 months or however long the doctor says.
Right.
And that timeline just is going.
Yeah. So that's just another thing to think about. Like even if they get home from a deployment, you might not necessarily want to or be able to start trying right away. And then you don't know how long it's going to take. Like
right.
sometimes it's quick. Sometimes it takes a really long time. So I don't know. It's like,
it's hard. Timing, yeah, like timing you, is so tough.
Yeah, like you can try your best to plan it. And like you know, sometimes we have surprise babies and that's great too. But you can try your best to plan it and it might not go exactly as planned.
Right.
And I think it's fine. I think it's okay to be like, to try to plan it. I don't think that's a bad thing, but just realize like it might take a while. you just don't know.
Yeah, one thing that I will also mention is, like, I've had very good leadership, whether that's my flight commander or my squadron commander or whomever I'm working for, like in my chain, where I've told them, I was like, hey, Annabeth and I are for family planning sake, like, are trying to have another baby, or we're currently pregnant, or whatever the case is. And they've always been, like, really supportive and, like, kind of helped me take a bigger picture look at things, you know, like, scope out and be like, oh, okay, yeah, like, if you guys end up having a baby here, well, this might move this deployment or this training, but that's no big deal because we know early enough. You've right. given us, like, this, like, you know, information that allows us to now be flexible. So I definitely recommend that. Like, don't be afraid yeah. to be like, hey, we're trying to have a baby. You know, we're not sure if it's going to take a while or whatever the case is, but, like, giving you some 9 months to a year notice. So. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think, like, honestly, the thing we kept going back to was, like, God already knows, like, our baby's birthdays.
Right.
Like, for whatever reason, like, Jude was born November 18th, and this baby's going to be born sometime in August. You know, but, like, I don't know why it took a while, and, like, we kept trying, but also, it was just, to me, that's comforting. Like, God knows when the baby's birthday yeah. is going to be. But also, I think part of the reason we did try for a while with no success was because Oliver was gone.
Yeah, like, gone.
He was gone on trips and, like, just happened to be gone during that ovulation time.
Oh, geez.
and so, like, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to have a baby when you're not sleeping in the same bed yep. or couch or things like that. Yeah. Anyways, all right. I don't know, guys. I genuinely say, like, there isn't really a good timing. But I can promise that, like, right in the Department of Defense and the Air Force, like, it's just people who are living lives and they show up to work. And so communicate, be comfortable with that and just be okay with whatever happens, kind of happens.
Yeah. And I don't know. I only have experience with, like, our squadron, and I think for overall they've been super great with everyone about having babies and, like, trying to make sure their spouse is home and
right.
all of that. And I hope that's all over the military. Like, from what it seems, like, most people are like, yeah, we'll try to get you home so you can be there for yeah. for the birth. And, like, you might not, I think now, since the paternity leave is so long, like, possibly get denied, but, like, they can't deny you paternity leave at all. Like, they have to let you take it at some point, even right. if it's broken up into a week at a time or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know stories where the husband's like, hey, I'm going to be deployed literally up until, like, 2 or 3 days before, and then I'll be on a plane home, and they go home and they're there for a week and then they go back out or whatever the case is, and you just kind of make it work. So
yeah,
it's kind of wild.
Yeah. So overall, there's no perfect timing. Trust God's timing.
Right.
God knows the birthdays. And just have open communication with, like, your leadership and kind of tell them what you want. Like, be yeah. honest, and hopefully they'll try to help you out and get it for you.
Yeah, for sure. So I think hopefully you guys kind of understand the theme here and realize this was a bunch of podcast advice about it's okay to not, there's no perfect answer. Like,
yeah, for sure.
So, all right, guys, hope you enjoyed the show.